Yeah, welcome to a special edition of the Hot Spurs podcast. It is Friday, the 30th of August 2013, and we've got the Arsenal game coming up very, very soon. If you're listening to this and the Arsenal game is today, well, here's a brilliant introduction to that fantastic game coming up. Is it going to be fantastic or not? Not too sure, but we've got a great couple of guests. They are actually Arsenal fans for the first time ever. We've got a guy called Jordan. He's in America, but a massive Arsenal fan. How you doing, Jordan?
Great to be on.
And we've got a guy called Simon, who is also a massive Arsenal fan. How you doing, Simon?
Yep. Very well, thanks, Dave.
Good. You're feeling all right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, let's get straight into it then. The best thing to do, let's get straight into it. Predictions for Sunday. What do you think? We'll start with you, Jordan. What do you think? Predictions for Sunday.
Well, the hopeful Gunnar inside of me says we're somehow going to find a way to nick it, maybe 2-1, 3-2, but I have to be realistic right now. It's not looking good. And the biggest concern that I have for Sunday is that Spurs get an early goal, and then the crowd really, really gets Ed Wenger. I can't believe I'm saying this. Let's say Spurs are going to take this one 3-2.
Wow. Simon, what do you think about that?
Well, I totally disagree, because I've been to many a North London derby.
Yeah.
So, yes, you bought well, but I also think that it's going to take a bit of time for your team to understand each other. We've won the past few games, and we seem to have a lot of confidence. So I'm quietly confident that we will win this 2-0.
Okay. Well, look, that's brilliant, because that, would you agree, Simon, in particular, who goes to the games, that's a typical Arsenal response at the moment. You've got two big Arsenal fans there, and you're both not agreeing. That's the way you both are at the moment. That's the way Arsenal fans kind of are at the moment. Would that be right, Simon?
I think we are, yeah. I mean, I've always been in the whole Arsene knows best sort of brigade. And in his
Well, camp, clearly, because you just quoted him from saying that you don't think the Spurs players have gelled yet.
No, but I personally do. You know, you only have to look at, when Man City bought all those players. Yes, they had, Aguero, who did really well, and Silva did really well. But, you know, it did take them a few games to get going. And I just think that the North London derby has probably come around too quickly for you guys. I think if we were playing each other in November, I could potentially see you turning us over. But we've been, gelling as a team. We've played the same consistent 11, bar one or two injuries, over the past four games. I'm not quoting him to say that you guys ain't gelling. I just think that you've got too many new players, and there's just not enough time for you guys to understand each other. And you've just, you can look at your past couple of matches and performances, the Palace game was a prime example where you could have just put them away, but you got that goal and then you just sort of struggled. It was just,
didn't struggle, did
like
we?
That.
Sigurdsson should have scored, and then Defoe should have scored. It should have been 3-0.
Yeah, but then, he was clinging on to that 1-0 at the end when they were.
No, we weren't, because we had those great two chances.
You did have a lot of missed chances, admittedly. And you can see Palace going down this season, but. Again, it's just, you've managed to get a couple of results, and we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. It's never easy, but depending on who you start on Sunday, I don't think there's a great deal number of those players who've ever played in the North London derby. Do they know what it's going to be like, and do they know what the atmosphere is going to be like? Probably not.
So Paulinho's going into his shell a little bit, not be up for it, you think?
I don't think he'll go into his shell. I think he's got a great player there.
Yeah.
I just
Capoue not up for it.
The few minutes that I've seen. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll all be up for a game. If they're professional footballers, they'll be up for every single match.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if they wasn't, and if they're taking on a big chunk of wedge. But again, it's just, you know, it's going to be quite brutal out there. And our players have played in quite a few of those North London derbies. So, you know, we'll see. It'll be an interesting game. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan, so what do you reckon your starting 11 will be?
Well, so the thing about it is when you asked me this earlier today, I had to spend the time and remember who was injured and who wasn't injured, which is kind of the sad state that Arsenal are in right now. So you probably, again, and this is presuming we're recording this at, you know, Friday evening, that there isn't any signings between now and Sunday, which I would assume at this point won't happen. I think that, as a quick aside, I think that Levy has done such a great job. If the whole goal of delaying the Bale transfer was to stop Arsenal from signing any Real Madrid players before the derby, that he has done an excellent job at that. But when it comes to the lineups for Sunday, it's probably be Szczęsny. It'll probably be Sanya and Kos and the big bleeping German. Gibbs, Ramsey, Rzitzki, Cazorla, Theo, and Giroud. You know, the thing about it is that the hardest thing for Arsenal for Sunday is going to be picking the bench. There is just no depth at all. And I actually think that that starting 11 is pretty solid. I think, you know, people have said in the past that Spurs have a great, or that Arsenal have a great, squad and Spurs have a great team. And I think it's actually sort of the opposite right now that Arsenal have a better starting 11 right now, but Spurs are just so much deeper than we are. Frankly, our depth is just, it's gone. And I guess we can talk about this further. I'm interested to hear Simon's take on this as well, but that this is all on Arsene Wenger at this point.
So would you agree with that side, Simon?
Yeah, it was an identical side, really. I mean, I went with Szczęsny, Gibbs, Sagna, Mertesacker, Koscielny. I know he had that big gash on his head, and he was banned for Fulham, but, you know, I think he'll be playing in that game.
Cazorla, he
is definitely a quality player. Cazorla, Rzitzki, Ramsey, Walcott, Giroud. I wouldn't play Jack Wilshere because he's going to get booked. You know, in that kind of game, it means a lot to him. He's been with us since he was 9. He's 20 now. You know, he knows what this means. And if he played, he'll get the first yellow card. Yeah. And then that'll be it. Our game will be negated.
He can't stand Spurs, can he?
No. Being
a West Ham fan.
You sort of want Adebayor out there starting for you as well.
You want Adebayor out there. Last year when he did that two-footed flying kung fu tackle, and we was like, I mean, I was on the edge of my seat watching Spurs, you know, tear you apart for 10 minutes, and then we scored, and he done that thing, and I just went, what's going on? And then it was like, oh, 5-2, 5-2. I mean, the first 5-2, quite rightly, you know, you had the massive bragging rights on that, because we were flying, we were fantastic, 2-0 up, playing really well, and then we just absolutely capitulated, and what a terrible performance by Tottenham, brilliant by Arsenal.
Yeah.
Last year, you know, Adebayor did that stupid thing, and then it was just like, we seem to just do this quite a lot. We just, one thing goes wrong, and we all just go, oh, we can't, you know, no, we have no luck, and then we just capitulate. So, I mean, could it be 5-2 again this time? Simon?
I can't see that happening, to be honest. I think you've got a great keeper in Lloris. Vertonghen is a great defender. You look pretty light at the back. You know, that's the only thing. But again, you've got quite a decent midfield. And, you know, that's where it's going to be won and lost, I think.
The fullbacks certainly seem to be a little bit, under the microscope at the moment, for Spurs anyway. But we've got two players who can certainly play there. Vertonghen could play at left back, Cabal could play right back, and then you could have this new fella who we've just signed today, this Vlad the Impaler or whatever, in the centre back. That is a very solid back four. You are quite right, Simon, in the fact that, you know, blooding all these new players, you know, anything could happen. you know, how they gel and what have you. You don't know. So, you know, I'm here saying, oh, you know, so he's not going to play well. He's not going to play, you know, it's kind of saying it sarcastically. But actually, being a Spurs fan, I know that we could turn up there on Sunday with all these great new players. You know, they could show the stats that, you know, our team's worth, you know, 250 million or whatever. And then we're 3-0 down at half time. I mean, the same, that happened a few years ago, if you remember rightly. We were flying.
Right.
And we bought Palacios, and he was fantastic for us. And he just gave the ball straight to Fabregas, and he went and scored a great goal. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And it was like, took the wind straight out of our sails. So, you know, we've got the wind at the moment, you know, but that could happen. It could be a case of taking the wind right out of our sails and back into yours. But, you know, even if that does happen, you know, let's say, as we are at the moment, who's going to finish above who in the table with the current squads? What do you reckon, Jordan?
You know, I have to say that, and again, we'll preface this by saying that they're assuming that Arsenal do not sign anyone between
now and
then.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jordan, let's be fair. Let's assume that you buy two or three really good players.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I would still say that I have to trust in Arsene Wenger. Assuming Arsenal signs some really good world-class players, maybe Di Maria, maybe Mesut Ozil, maybe Benzema, that Arsenal will still finish ahead of Spurs. You know, I've gone through this conversation with a Spurs supporting friend of mine and a former boss of mine for years since I started working for this guy in 2007. Every summer it's the same conversation. It's this year is the year that Spurs will finish on top of Arsenal, and it hasn't happened yet. They spent £100 million this summer to make up a 1-point gap. Is that enough?
It sold 100 million as well.
It's true. I think still Arsenal have the talent there. They're just a couple of pieces away from still being ahead of Spurs. So if Arsenal go out and sign some world-class players, I'd still say that Arsenal will finish on top this year.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Simon?
There is a huge gap between us, but we always seem to do it. And I think, you know, I agree with Jordan. I mean, you know, we do need to go out and buy some players. You know, I sort of likened it recently where you were buying up all these players to, like, when I was growing up as a child. You know, you always got some decent presents, but your mates or your brother or, you know, always got presents that were always better, and you was always looking on thinking, I wish I had that. And that's what it's like. That's what it's been like over this whole transfer window. Seeing you guys just buying left, right and centre, all these names that will clearly improve our team, and we're not doing it. And so that's quite upsetting. But deep down, I also think that we've got the quality there as a base to finish above you. You know, am I confident? Yeah, if we buy one or two players now and we pick up a couple in January, then yes, I'd be confident about that. You know, you referred back to when you were 2-0 up and then you sort of fell apart. That was also, you know, at that point you guys were flying and we weren't. You know, I had no confidence going into that game. We were, you know, underdogs. But then the whole Harry Redknapp to England thing came out, and you guys just sort of fell apart after that. It's just,
right.
You know, and we were lucky. So luck was always on our side over the past few years. You know, Lasagna, et cetera, et cetera.
The song is Lucky Lucky Arsenal, isn't it? It's not Lucky Lucky Tottenham.
No, yeah, it has been, you know, and it's, am I confident that we'll finish above it? Yes, if we buy it, I think if we strengthen. Because at the moment, you know, as Jordan says, we are pretty lightweight. We've got a 16-year-old on the bench. We've got a player with dodgy ankles in Wilshire with a dodgy temperament. And then everybody else, it's like, you know, we've just got a couple of free transfers and they're not very good. And I've been watching them and it just, you know, it's just, we just need a bit of quality in there. And that's what we lack. We've probably got lots of youth players who could do a job, but not quality. So I think man for man, pound for pound, if we didn't strengthen, then I can see you guys finishing above us. But you know, we always seem to pull out the bag, so I'm going to go that we're going to finish above you.
Yeah. I mean, that has been the case the last few years, but, you know, as a Spurs fan, we can see a difference this year. You know, last year it was, we bought a couple of decent players, but, you know, Modric went and Ledley King retired and Van der Vaart went as well. You know, three massive, massive players, and we couldn't really replace with any better this year. We've somehow got these players. I don't know why they want to come to Tottenham when they said they want Champions League football. It's a bit bizarre, even saying that as a Spurs fan. We're absolutely desperate to do it. However, saying that, as a Spurs fan, I have to stick to what we traditionally like is a trophy. I mean, for me, it's a trophy.
Are you trying to say fourth place isn't a trophy?
look, I mean, if I was an Arsenal fan, I would absolutely bang on about it being incredibly important and probably more important than winning a trophy. The trouble is, like the very first question that I asked tonight, is that there seems to be a massive divide with Arsenal fans. Now, I know there is a bit of a divide with Spurs fans as well on this. You know, that does happen. But, you know, I'd love to win a trophy. For this season. No, I'm going to ask a different question, actually. Jordan, first of all, Carling Cup, is it Mickey Mouse or is it a good trophy to win?
You know, here's the thing, is that would any Arsenal fan want to go back to that game against Birmingham and win? Of course they would. You know, there's no question that having the Carling Cup a couple years back would definitely probably take the pressure off of Arsene Wenger a lot. But it's so hard to say. I would, you know, if the choice was win the Carling Cup a couple of years ago or qualify for the Champions League, of course. I mean, the Champions League is far more important. But the Champions League is far more important only if you go out and buy, because you have players who want to play European football. And again, it just comes back to, I guess, trophies are great, you know what? I totally lost where I was going with that one. Can you want to edit that one out?
No, that's fine. We'll keep going. So the question was Champions League or a cup? No, the question was, is Carling Cup a Mickey Mouse Cup or not?
I would say no. I mean, I would say no if you haven't won a trophy in a long, long time like we have.
This season, because you do kind of change whether you're in it or not. So, Simon, this season, sure. Mickey Mouse or not, Carling Cup?
I've never considered it as a Mickey Mouse Cup, to be honest. Yeah, it's less
glamorous than
the FA Cup.
I love your fans did when we won it.
Well, you know, yeah, but we would, wouldn't we? I mean, this is the rivalry, this whole point. I mean, I went to that Birmingham game, and I think had we won that trophy, that team would have kicked on, and we would have probably won more. And I think that's what we're lacking at the moment, a trophy. We're lacking the team who actually knows how to win a trophy.
Yeah.
And regardless, yeah, whilst I agree, yeah, Champions League football is great, what's the point of going into the Champions League if you don't have a team to win it? And the team that we've got is probably only best to finish fourth or fifth place anyway. And it's like, well, why do we want Champions League football if we've got a terrible team or a team that doesn't have the quality to get beyond, you know, the group or the quarterfinals? It's just, it upsets me. And no, I don't see it as a Mickey Mouse, trophy. I do think that we need to win something.
So if we win, if we win it this year, yeah. Is it Mickey Mouse?
is it the
I mean, on the outside, on the outside, I'd be telling everybody it's a Mickey Mouse Cup, who cares, you know. But on the inside, I'd be thinking, if we were in the final against you, you know, I'd so want to win that.
See, it's confusing. So, you know. So let's move on a little bit here because we're running out of time, guys. But in terms of your what you want to do this year, then. So what are your goals for this year? We'll start with you, Simon. What are your from now? What are your goals this year? What would you like to do this year?
I'd like to do the double against Spurs. You know, I'd like to win home and away. I'd like us to strengthen, you know. The way we're playing, you know, I can't see us winning the league this year. Just, it's just, you know, we're just too far behind. So I'd like to see us do really well against you guys, win all the big matches, hopefully win a trophy. You know, again, it's something that I wish for every season.
Yeah.
And I want the change of the board. I just think that we need someone like Daniel Levy. You know, we need someone who's going to say, no, put the foot down. Modric wanted to go, wasn't coming to training. Sod that. You're going to sit there then.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed. We don't need someone who's going to write, oh, you know, he's 29, 30, got to sell him to Man United, getting decent money for him. And, you know, it's just, that upsets me. So I think a change of board, not necessarily manager, unless, of course, he totally, totally messes up during this transfer window, you know, then that will be quite upsetting. As I said, you know, I just want the team to keep playing well and keep winning.
Yeah.
That's all I can hope for, really, mate.
Jordan, what about for you? Go for the league? What are you going to do?
Well, it's clear as this team stands right now that this team will not challenge for the league this year. It won't happen. Obviously the first thing is buying. Whatever happens between now and Monday night, Arsenal really need to strengthen if they're going to have a chance of winning any sort of trophy this year. Not to mention, and, you know, Simon, you could probably speak to this better than I can, but I get the sense during every single home game that the crowd, because of what's gone on this summer, is one poor pass that leads to an opposing goal away from absolutely turning on this team. So I think buying is probably the most important thing that they do this summer to really, really get the confidence up, both of the fans and of the current players. And, you know, winning a trophy would be very nice this year as well. Honestly, the Mickey Mouse trophy would be just fine at this point. But the biggest thing also, and Simon alluded to this a lot, was that Arsenal needs help. That it's too much on the manager to take care of both training the players and picking a lineup and also being responsible for the business side of Arsenal. You know, I tend to believe that the best run clubs are the ones that have a separate side, to where Arsene Wenger can say, you know, I want this player, and the business people will go out and do that stuff. So I think the biggest thing is to get that help for him this year.
Okay. All right, mate. Just a couple more questions here, and then you can ask me whatever you like. I mean, we've covered the Wenger thing. You like him. You want him to stay unless he really mucks up. This is my take on Arsenal over the last few years. You had a tackle, the Ryan Shawcross tackle. And, you know, it was a major thing that happened to Arsenal. And I just don't think that you've got over it as fans, as a club. And I think that you were such a strong, hard, tough team with, you know, players that you could mention, Adams, Keown, Bold, all these guys that used to kick people up in the air week in, week out. You were horrible to play against. And now, because ever since that Ryan Shawcross tackle, it's like, you for some reason, I can just see Wenger in the dressing room going, no, we play this way, we play that, we don't kick people up in the air anymore. Is that a fair thing to say, Simon, or is that something that, you know, is totally out of order?
No, I just think that the players that we've bought are all between mascot size to 5'9". I think Mertesacker brings our height average up to 5'10". But if you look around our team now, and then you look at the team that consisted of Vieira, Petit, you know, Pires, Omri, Bergkamp, they were all, you know, all over 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot. And Vieira, you know, in that tunnel, there used to be lots of tunnel shots that are, you know, on TV with,
yeah,
like, standing next to
Roy Keane. That's what I mean.
And,
don't you reckon those all going,
Gerard,
oh, let's get stuck into him, let's kick him out, let's,
yeah,
get into him. And now, because of that Ryan Shawcross tackle, they can't say that, because that was the accusation at Tony Pulis. they reckoned that he was saying that in the dressing room, get into them, get stuck into them, break their legs, do this, do that. So because you've accused them of that, you can't say that yourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. I mean, we don't have, I mean, what is our English court? I mean, back in the day, you know, we had quite a very solid 5-6, we probably had about 8 proper English players who could definitely stick their foot in. Ian Wright was, you know, Wright was another example of like never bottling it and defending from the front. We don't have that anymore, I don't think. I mean, we've got lots of continental talent. We've got very good, technically gifted players. But we don't have enough players who like to put in a crunching tackle. We don't have you've got Sandro, for instance. We don't have someone like that who's prepared to put their foot in.
But I think you might have that player, but they're told not to. That's the point I'm trying to make. What do you reckon, Jordan?
Well, you know, I kind of think that the Shawcross tackle was particularly bad, but I think that the two things that really changed Arsenal were first Eduardo's injury. We were top of the league, if I recall correctly, at that point, and completely bottled it after that. And I think the loss of Fabregas and Van Persie really, really changed this team, especially Fabregas. After 2006 in Paris with the, you know, as the Invincibles were deconstructed, it seemed like Arsene Wenger always had a plan. And over the last few years, whether it was winning with the youth, or whether it's now this sort of this English or the British core, it seems like Arsene Wenger doesn't have a plan going into the summer, going into the season. And we've seen this the last couple of years where he didn't replace Van Persie when it was clear to everyone that Van Persie was gone. And some of the panic buys have really, really shown it. So I really think that Arsene Wenger over the last couple of years has just been a little bit behind. And I think that the loss of Fabregas really shook him to his core. I think that was a player that he had poached from Barcelona at 16 and a player who had really meant a lot to Arsene Wenger personally in his development. And for him to leave, although surely there were signs that eventually he would go back to Barcelona, but I think that those two incidents, the Eduardo tackle as well as the loss of Fabregas, really shook Arsenal and shook Arsene Wenger. And that I think is the biggest problem. Yeah. That there doesn't seem
but,
to be
but
a
what,
plan.
What I was trying to get at was the fact that you went on about these two hard tackles and people talked about going in too hard and it's too, you know, people playing too tough. You forgot about, you know, the 5 or 6 years ago when you had all these tough players and that kind of meant that then Arsene Wenger couldn't say, you know, get stuck in anymore. And that, I listen to all the podcasts, and Alan Davis constantly says we need someone getting in there, getting stuck in. Final point there, Simon, on that one.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I listen to the that podcast as well, and you know, you only have to look at Wenger's previous record, where you know we probably had the highest number of red cards of any club, you know, during his first 4 or 5 years as manager. And then all of a sudden, we're like, you know, past few years, we've become like the won the Fair Play Awards. God knows how many years. It's just, it is quite upsetting. We've sort of lost a player who's prepared to put a tackle in. You know, we used to have people like, Ray Parlow used to love sticking his foot in and stuff. But it's just, you know, we have lost that. I just don't think a lot of these players have the bottle to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
Wilshere gets kicked all over the pitch. I've seen every time I watch him, he gets kicked all over the pitch, and I reckon he wants to kick other people back. And you know, that's what makes a really good defensive midfielder or all-round midfielder. And I don't think he's allowed to do it. And I think he's getting frustrated because he's not got instructions to get stuck in, mate. You know, of course you can. But hey, good player, Wilshere. He is good. So let's have final. Have you got any questions for me, guys?
I've got one. So, I want to ask you, what was your worst memory of a North London derby?
Oh, worst one. Well, I'd say, well, just going back that couple of years ago when you took the wind completely out of our sails. I mean, we were flying, we were 13 points clear, you know, at that point in the game, and it completely like being kicked in the gonads, absolutely. And yeah, that would probably be mine. I was also at that cup final that cup semi-final that nobody remembers when Tony Adams scored. Everyone remembers the Gaza one, of course. They would probably be the worst ones. Jordan, you got a question?
So have we asked yet, what are your thoughts for Sunday? Do you see Spurs actually coming to the Emirates and winning?
Well, this is the way I look at it. By rights, with the amount of money we spent, and by the way, it's, you know, like I say, we have kind of, you know, with the sales of Bale and Huddleston and a lot of other players, we have balanced the books in that way, if you look at it, money for money, and the Modric sale and the Berbatov money and what have you. So that's fine. But by rights, we should be winning this game 3-1. 2-1, you know, the very, very minimum. But, you know, this is the North London derby and anything can happen. And being a Spurs fan, we do capitulate. Things do happen and like we're running along, we're going great. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's just snatched away from us and we go, what went on there? I mean, we was in a semi-final a couple of years ago against Portsmouth and we were flying. We were fantastic and we went and lost 2-0. We were dreadful that day, you know, so that could happen as well. Literally anything could happen, but we should be winning the game. Simon, got questions?
I mean, in terms of questions, really, I mean, you know, I want to know who you think in, you know, throughout the whole history of your Spurs players, etc., who will get into your current Spurs side?
Well, most of them at the moment because we've only got new players.
I'm going back, you know, for all your previous players, yeah. Who will get into the current team?
Oh, I mean, if we take the four, what in terms of the entire history?
For as long as you've been a fan.
Yeah, all right.
As long as you've been a fan, do you reckon?
Klinsmann and Lineker, you know, fantastic up front. Teddy Sheringham, of course, as well. Waddle, Ginola, Hoddle, Gaza. They were fantastic. Ledley King. The goalkeeper's probably the best I've known. So, you know, those sort of players would certainly, you know, be pretty good. I mean, the thing with Spurs is we have always had a good 1-11. And the trouble is, for about 15-year period from the mid-90s up until the mid-2000s, everybody was injured. You know, just every single person was injured in our side, all the big names. We used to buy someone and they were injured for 6 months. You know, so you could never get anybody together, which was really frustrating. Jordan, got a question?
So I guess this is the million-dollar question, million-pound question, I guess, about the about Arsenal and Spurs this weekend. So what players do you think in Arsenal's, in what we decided would be Arsenal starting 11 on Sunday, would get into Spurs right now?
Simon, if me and you take this, right, that's a good question. So let's go with the goalkeeper first, Lloris or Szczesny?
Lloris.
Okay.
I agree.
Right back, Sanya or Walker?
Sagna.
Agree with that. Left back,
agreed.
Danny Rose, or who's your left back?
Gibbs.
Gibbs or Danny Rose?
Gibbs.
Yeah, I'll go Gibbs. Then you got Vertonghen and probably Dawson. And you've got Koscielny and Mertesacker. Who are you having out of those four?
Vertonghen, Koscielny.
Agreed with that.
Okay. So about the level so far. What about, so if we go 4-3-3, yeah? Three in midfield, obviously, he'll play Wilshere, won't he?
I don't think so.
No? So
yeah, what's the three?
Ramsey?
Well, we've got Rzycki. Ramsey, yeah, Rzycki,
and...
Probably Cazorla.
Cazorla, okay. So I've got Capu, Paulinho, and either Sandro or Dembele. I'll take Cazorla, possibly, definitely not Riziki, definitely not Ramsey, over those. So I'd probably go Capu, Paulinho, and Cazorla. Simon?
I'd go with that.
I mean, you haven't really seen them, but you know, they've come in and they've been fantastic, those two players. They could play rubbish on Sunday, you never know. And up front, it'll definitely go with Soldado or Giroud.
Yeah, we've also got Walcott.
No, but Soldado or Giroud, who would you have?
I think I've seen more of Giroud, obviously, and yeah, so far he's been banging in all the goals, and Soldado has, what, 2-2 as well, but I think I'd go with Giroud.
Okay, well, Soldado is the correct answer there. And what about Walker or Townsend? Walcott or Townsend?
I'll go Walcott.
I will. 6 months' time, we'll see about that. And on the other side, he might go Holtby, Sigurdsson, or this new Lamala he might go for. Oh, dear. Options.
For everybody, that's the problem.
Who's up front for you? The other one?
I mean, that is practically it. I mean, we don't have another striker, really.
One to 11, it's pretty even. You know, with a lot of those players. And then obviously there's players coming off the bench. I mean, look, you know, the money's on 2-2, isn't it? The good money's on a 2-2, would you say?
I think the money's going to be on a draw, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it's too early in the season. There's a lot at stake. We've been playing well. You know, you're still sort of getting your game together. You know, it could all click. Yeah. You know, and you could, you know, smash us out of the park on Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, typical North London derbies have always ended in pretty tight games, regardless of what the scoreline. So, you know, that 5-2 was an anomaly. We'll see. I mean, I'd like to think that we're going to do it 2-0, because I think the occasion's just going to overawe a lot of your players who've never played in a North London derby. And, you know, whilst you say it's a bit of a lively atmosphere, because I used to go to the Highbury as well.
Yeah.
It is pretty quiet on some days, but I think when, you know, games against, you know, against the top teams, you know, it is a fiery atmosphere. And I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
It should be good. Guys, anything else you want to say or ask or anything like that? Jordan?
I think you pretty much covered it. I think we're looking forward to a great game on Sunday.
Okay, Simon?
No, I'm all good, thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure being on here.
You didn't want to ask that question about Middlesex.
Well, yeah, I do, but then it's like, yeah, I should ask. I mean, you
know, I don't know the answer to that one, but
it was something. I'll ask you. You won't know the answer, but
I don't know the answer. And to be honest with you, I don't sing the Woolwich song anyway. So you know, because I'm from South London, so I can't. But listen,
subsequently, I found out it was 1965, not 1950s.
One more question: who's more delusional, Spurs fans or Arsenal fans?
I think we are currently, to be honest. I think we'd all like to have, you know, an amazing season, and regardless of who you buy, we'll always be better than you. But, you know, history will show itself, and, you know, there was a stage when you were definitely the much better team, you know, before Wenger came along. So, you know, is it turning the tables? I doubt it. By me just saying that, I'd say that we are probably more delusional than Spurs fans.
Oh, my goodness. Jordan, what do you reckon?
I can't disagree with any of that. But, again, I have to say that all the Arsenal fans, especially on Twitter this week, have been just absolutely awful to follow. That it goes from, oh, we're going to sign someone, to Wenger out within about 5 minutes when it finds out that player probably already signed for Spurs. So, yeah. I'd have to say Arsenal fans right now.
All right. Well, listen, guys, thanks ever so much. It was fascinating having a good old chat there. Look, you know, may the best team win on Sunday. And, you know, we'll have you on again. If we win next week, you're by all means, you know, you can tweet me and, you can come back on. And, if we lose, then it will just be me and Colin, the regular people moaning about what went wrong. So listen, thanks ever so much and, we'll speak soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.